1077 RKR, the Rock and Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully, you guys are off to a wonderful start this morning. So we're halfway through the work week. I always love when the beginning of the work week goes a little bit faster. I'm like, yes, we're almost to the weekend. I'm trying to fill up some time after work, just trying to find some new shows to dig into. Because, you know, there was so much hype for the Stranger Things. And then I finished watching it and I was like, wow, now I feel empty, especially when I get like super sucked into a show. I just get like, you know, deep into the show. I want to watch as much of it as possible. And, you know, they hyped it up so much. I'm like, man, I don't even know what to watch now. I actually checked out the show on Netflix, 11/23/63. It's a really interesting show. It's got a really cool cast in the show. It's kind of like it's a bit of a sci-fi thing. It's got James Franco, George McKay, Chris Cooper is in it as well. So it's got a really nice cast, but it's a little bit of a sci-fi thing, having to go like traveling into the past. It's a really interesting show. It has to do with JFK. And yeah, I would check it out if you're looking for a new show. I want to know what you guys are binging. 978-1077, because I need something new to fill in the Stranger Things void. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Well, mailing is still a thing. I know when I get a letter in the mail, I'm just like, wow, like people are still writing these things and sending them out. When the digital age we live in, you know, it's always nice to find something that isn't a bill coming in the mail. But there's something we send out, all of us, I'm sure, that we still send out. Maybe some of you have quit. Checks. Every once in a while, I'll still send a check in the mail. USPS is actually advising against people doing this, apparently because of theft and fraud issues. AARP actually made a notice about this and said that banks identified about 680,000 reports of check fraud. And that was up from 350,000. So they almost doubled that number in 1 year. And they said the U.S. Postal Inspection Service reported about 300,000 mail theft complaints were made in 2021. I want to know from you guys, have you ever dealt with this before? Listen, I love the USPS. One time they screwed up. It wasn't a theft. It wasn't like a, you know, like a fraud or anything, but they delivered my package to the wrong address and I had to refund the guy. And then I was out basically $260. So that kind of pissed me off, but it wasn't anything like fraud. But if this has ever happened to you, I'd like to know your story. 978-1077. I definitely have not sent a check in the mail in a long time. So I think I'm ahead of the game on this.
The 1077
RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Recently, we were talking about snowplow trucks and how every once in a while, mailboxes get taken out and destroyed. We talked to one guy who said the city actually had people come out and put a brand new mailbox in for him. Something like this happened to my friend Lori, who was living out in Eagle Lake in Pawpaw. And tell me a little bit about your neighborhood and what all happened here.
Nice neighborhood. And our mailbox was the only one that was knocked down in the neighborhood.
Oh, man.
We said, what the heck? Well, about 5 hours later at lunchtime, here comes our Cub Scout leader with his son admitting to knocking down our mailbox. And they paid, and he made the son do the work. And, yeah, unbelievable, a Cub Scout, a Boy Scout, or whatever.
You know what? I bet you he was just trying to blame his kid. They probably had a knocking down a mailbox badge to get or something. Well, you know, at least they made it right by you. That's nice.
Yes, I think he had a guilty conscience, and he told his dad. And his dad picked up newspapers at my house every month. So he knew who we were.
Yeah, my money's still that he needed to knock down that mailbox for a badge or something. I've never been to the Boy Scouts, but I'm pretty sure that's how. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Tarek Skubal from the Detroit Tigers is joining a very elite group of Detroit sports athletes, as it's been announced up here on the 1077 RKR app that he is going to be on the next cover of MLB The Show. There haven't been a ton of Michigan players who have been featured on video game covers, but they have expanded like throughout all the different sports. Skubal's going to be on the show this coming year. Barry Sanders, of course, from the Lions, was on Madden NFL 25. So was Calvin Johnson on Madden 13. And the Detroit Tigers have only had two other players appear on video game covers. Miguel Cabrera was on MLB 14, the show. Verlander was on Major League Baseball 2K12. Ben Wallace was on ESPN NBA 2K5. And then for the Red Wings, Yzerman and Datsyuk made appearances. Of course, the NCAA had kind of shut down EA Sports College Football back in the early 2010s. But they had, I think there's been like five U of M players who are on the cover of the college football games. Underwood, Donovan Edwards, Denard Robinson, Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson. So Tarek Skubal joining those groups of guys. We have, again, full list up here on the 107.7 RKR app. You can revisit some of these covers. Very cool that he is the next athlete that's going to be featured on a game cover.
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, from the Michigan Dogman to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio, this is Weird Ass Wednesday.
Michigan is known for its unique museums. We've got the Gilmore Car Museum right over here in Richland. Of course, we've got the Henry Ford. We've got a lot of really cool museums out there. Also, some very strange museums kind of out of nowhere. One such museum resides at the Michigan State University Employees Planetarium, where it houses a very unlikely museum of moist towelettes. John French is an employee of Michigan State University, and he keeps a display case full of his collection of moist towelettes from around the globe, with all but one unopened. So 20 years ago, he started collecting towelettes, and the museum eventually outgrew its first display case. People started donating more and more unique towelettes. So, you know, some of the most notable ones, including one called Finger Pinkies, which is advertised as the secretary's hand cleaner. I don't know if those are still in rotation. A few from Hard Rock Cafes in Beijing. And across the world, a series with Star Trek-themed packaging from the show's original run. This is the only used towelette in the entire museum belonged to Tom and Ray Magliozzi, the hosts of the radio program Car Talk. French said that he asked them to donate any towelettes they might have, not knowing they would send him a used one. Come on, man. This is unbelievable. I really want to see this. I really do want to see this. But if I go there and if I see dude wipes, I'm gonna freak out. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We are about 2 days away, about 48 hours and 35 minutes from cracking that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. I love it. Love that we do this every Friday. We're going to be joined once again by Jake from Presidential Brewing Company in Portage. We're going to check in with them, see what they're doing at Presidential as we crack into our first beer. We learn about the brewing process, the tastes of these delicious brews, and the great food that they've got on their menu as well. And we give you a $20 gift certificate. So join us for our Friday festivities happening at around 9:35 as we crack that first beer of the weekend with Presidential on 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. For those who have been in Kalamazoo for a while, back in the late 2000s, there was a Scotch and whiskey bar, went by the name of Winston's, that was in downtown Kalamazoo. Winston's would end up having a short life before closing his doors and leaving the lease. And the space most recently was occupied by the Grand Traverse Distillery Kalamazoo Tasting Room, who took over for Sidebar. And it turns out that there's going to be a new bar that's going to be opening, and it's going to take that name of Winston's. Up here on the 107.7 RKR app, we look at this, what they're describing as a classic, approachable, and affordable neighborhood bar. So I'd imagine they'll probably have some like cheap drink options, but I would obviously, it's to be expected that, you know, there's going to be some local brews available as well. This is just one of a few new bars that are going to be opening up down there. The Retro Bar also is going to be opening very soon. So a lot of bars opening up in downtown Kalamazoo. At least there's still businesses going up there.